Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of On the Couch. I am one of your hosts, Johnny Supa, and we're here with
Danny Cardozo.
Today, we got a special guest, everyone. What's your name?
Wendy Mello.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Yeah, guys. So we have today, we have Wendy Mello, a mortgage agent with Yournesta Financial on our podcast today. She is
fairly new in the business.
Yep.
She just finished her first phase of the 770 challenge. Mm-hmm. And she's a graduate. She finished top of her class, I shall say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that title.
Yeah. She finished top of the class. Her metrics were impeccable. The commitment to the program was unreal.
Yep.
She followed it step by step. And
I think the best part about Wendy was, like, she would book presentations and then she'd be like, I need you guys there. And then the day of, she's like, I think I got this.
So true.
I don't need you. It's like we arrange our schedules around Wendy, and then Wendy's like, oh, guys, like,
yeah, I call,
we're good.
I called Danny. I'm like, Danny, what are you doing? He's like, oh, just at the office. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be with Wendy? It's 1 o'clock. He's like, no, she told me to take a hike.
Well, to be honest and be fair, you guys gave me a lot of confidence going into it. So I felt like so like poised and ready, and I battled it. I battled it on my own. And I think you guys can say and look back that I think I did a pretty good job.
No, I just told you finished top of the class.
Yeah, I love it. Like, I love it. I'm excited.
Yeah, it was our first time as a brokerage introducing the 770 challenge. We practiced this journey for a few years and we implemented it through spurts, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we finally decided to take this blueprint, put it into
action.
Yeah. And then we
make it a full program, make it our program.
And Wendy's part of the first class that participated in this journey. Everybody, for the most part, completed it. So that was a plus. Everybody completed the 70 days. But I think we want you to explain your journey maybe and just talk about it. Tell us, you know, what was it like? What was the beginning like? How scared were you? Because obviously a bit of it was coming out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. So it was invaluable, the information that was given to us, and also, you know, the way that you guys present everything and encourage us to be entrepreneurs is phenomenal. You won't learn this from a textbook. It's not something that can be taught in a textbook. So I feel like the real life lessons were something that I will carry through with me for the rest of my career as an entrepreneur.
I like the part that you brought. You won't learn this from a textbook.
No.
Because no.
As a mortgage agent coming into the business, and you want to become a mortgage agent, you do your 40-hour course and then your exam, and then you come here and it's like, you
know, what do I do?
Yeah, you know nothing, literally.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because majority of the textbook is just theory. It's not the actual practical. It's not being in the daily. Like, they teach you about mortgages. They teach you about, you know, the rules and regulations and, you know, how to be suitable towards the client and the lender. But how do you build a business?
Yeah, they do not teach you the biggest part of this business.
And how do you behave as an entrepreneur?
Yeah. Correct.
You know?
Sales, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And that's one of the biggest things I learned in this challenge is, number one, how to get your mind ready every single day, because it's not just a weekly or a monthly thing. It is a daily thing. It's an uphill battle every single day. And you're fighting personal emotions and personal fears. So you guys definitely helped motivate and get me personally over that hill.
So let's talk about that motivation a little bit, because you, like me and Johnny, both have kids at home that both have to get, you know, you got to get these kids ready to go to school every morning and deal with different, what's the word I'm looking for? Deal with different personalities and mood swings.
Yep.
Because I know my kids, like, one day it's like easy. The next day it's like, I want to throw these kids out the door. Just get out, man. Let's go. I got a workout to do here.
Yes.
But like,
putting your life aside.
Yes. And the big part about this is it's not just us as mortgage agents and it's anybody who's in that entrepreneurial world. So like that's why I like this podcast and our show, is because it's not just directed to mortgage agents. This show's for anybody who's interested in financial planning, and it's for anybody who wants to be an entrepreneur. And
yeah,
like speaking about what we're just about to talk about is extremely important because, yeah, like your mood can switch like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just by like your daughter not wanting to put on her shoes and she wants to wear your son's boots like this morning.
So what happened at your house?
That's what happened at my house this morning. Yeah. So
actually mine was smooth today.
No, mine was chaos, but I made it. And it, like I said, part of the 770 challenge is you've got to learn to put, you know, everything else aside and focus on what you need to do.
And that's why the morning routine is so important, because we get that time separate. And then once it's your time, you got to be selfish to yourself in the morning. And what did that look like for you, Wendy? What was that like?
So at first I thought you guys were insane.
It's not possible.
I thought when Johnny, you know, laid it out and Danny laid it out and said, you know, you guys need to have a routine, block schedule your time. Yeah, okay, that was great. And I agreed with that. Then when they said, you need to take cold showers and work out every day, I'm like, for 70 days, I have to do this? I can't do that. That's the first thing I said. I did it. I didn't do it every day, but I did try to commit to it after my workout, do the cold shower. Hardest part of my day was that cold shower. And then I was ready to face the day. And I felt like mentally that definitely prepared me to tackle everything that I needed to tackle throughout the course of the day. And I will admit that that is probably the biggest reason why I was pretty successful and continue to be successful at that, right? Getting my days ready from the very get-go and then making sure that I picked up that phone every single day. So
there's more to it though.
Okay.
There's a bit more to it. There's a lot more little parts that... Why are you guys laughing?
I'm used to Johnny cutting me off.
Then he was ready to drop something.
And then he is there an off button to this mic back here?
Go ahead, Johnny.
Go.
Go ahead.
No.
Oh, here we go.
What were you going to say, Danny?
You know what? You lost me there. It's gone.
I apologize. We need to...
No, but what I wanted to say was, like, we've now finished our first session of the 770. And my first question is, are you still practicing these routines in the morning? Or have they changed? Or, like, what does that look like in the future moving forward?
So it changed slightly, like when we stopped the 70 days, because I felt like, oh, I need like a couple of days to kind of regroup myself and like maybe take a couple days off for me to like mentally just kind of disconnect for a little bit. But then I went right back into routine, and I felt like the routine was super key to not just my business, but also my mental well-being. I feel like it was something that pushed me every single day. So I don't want to stop that. And I'm continuing to do it. I'm doing the workouts. I'm doing not the cold showers, but like semi-cold. And then I'm pursuing everything else that was laid out and mapped out. So I think I don't want to stop because it definitely was successful.
Should I put my hand up?
I was thinking the same. Maybe the next show we're gonna have one of those.
You guys need green light, red light.
I was on a Zoom call last night, and they've implemented you got to put your hand up, and then even though everybody put their hand up, nobody knew whose turn it was. But it says it right by the hand, right? It says 1, 2, 3.
Oh, does it really?
It does.
Oh, that's cool.
So I have a question for you, Wendy.
Yes.
Do you feel like this industry is predominantly males, and if so, how do you stand out from that?
Yeah, I do think it's predominantly male driven. I mean, it has been forever. But I think women are entering the industry. Well, not just entering. Women have been in the industry and are very successful in the sense that they run households. You know, to run a business, if you can run a household, you can run a business, you know? And I feel like as long as they are, you know, open to the fact that there's change and there's ups and there's downs and the market isn't always perfect, you know, then you've got to just keep pushing forward. And as females, I think it's key that, you know, we support each other too. And that's one of the things that I think I might have mentioned it to Johnny at one point, is I do push to connect myself with a lot of females, right? Because I feel like we do need to support each other and we do need to stand out a little bit. So
I want to comment on that. because, and this is not a, like, not a negative, but a lot of people, men and female, feel like they can't find the time. They can't find the space. Their life is different. It's not for me. I've got three kids. I got two kids. I have, whatever the situation, everybody's eyes have stories. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think Danny's got kids. He's married. I've got kids. I'm married. Wendy's running a household, got kids and married. Like, you can do this. You just got to know how to schedule your time. Yeah. And if you can do that, you can accomplish so much in 4 hours in a day. Like, all you really need is 4 hours. You don't need to do the, there's that old people that say, you know, you got to wake up at 5:30 a.m. and you got to do X, Y, and Z. And yeah, that could be the case for some people. You can crush a lot in that time, but not everybody has that privilege. But if you're going to get up and get kids ready for school and start your business at 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the afternoon, but by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you've done more than what people do in a whole week.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I've learned to, like, with what they taught us in the 770, I feel like, you know, blocking that time and those, I'd say 4 hours a day, it became such a routine that my husband knew, okay, she's in that zone. My kids knew, we're at school, mom's in the zone. And even on PA days, they're like, I'm like, guys, sorry, I'm committed until 12. After 12, we can go do whatever you guys want. And they were like, okay. And they would go do their thing. And they now understand that that is part of mom's schedule every single day. So even getting them into the routine and understanding that that's part of my day, then, you know. That's
awesome stuff. I love that.
Thank you.
It's a good map.
Sure. I just want to say thank you. Because you need to take control.
Yeah.
And like, my family knows that when my game is on, my game face is on, do not interrupt me. When my people around me know when I'm on, don't interrupt me. Like, if I'm on game and I'm playing, don't bother me. I'm playing right now. It's game time.
Yeah. And one of the ways I like even explained it to my kids is like, you know, Larissa, my daughter, when you're in tennis, you know, no one's bothering you during tennis time. You know, that's your time with your coach. Mm-hmm. No one should interrupt you during that time. That's how I feel about mommy's time during mommy's business time. And she, you know, she quickly connected to it. And same with my son. When you're in soccer, that's your time with your coaches. Nobody's bothering you. Nobody's saying, you know, you have to go clean your room at that time. So you've got to understand that about my business and my time. So, and they easily connected to it and understood that, yeah, we'll leave her alone.
Okay. I want to go back before the 770 challenge, because I think the setup that is part of our brokerage too is there's two different parts to this business. There's creating your business, there's being in the business and on the business, and then you're in the mortgage business, and then you're in the marketing business. But before you started the 770, you had to have certain things done, correct?
Correct.
And what were those things, and how did that help you when you got to the market? Because that's technically what you did. You got to the market, you started telling everybody what you were doing, you started showcasing your skills as an entrepreneur or a businesswoman, but now you've got the business itself, the mortgage business, that has to look good.
Absolutely. And yeah. So you guys have a great system in the sense that when people come in, they don't feel entirely lost. You guys, you know, focus in on the fact that your business has to be set up before you start hitting the pavement. And so they, you know, focusing in on, you know, how to set up your email, how to set up your accounts, how to set up, you know, your contacts, how to set up, you know, who you're going to be connecting with. You know, do you have a list of people? How do you populate that into the CRM system that we use on a daily basis? And how important that is to connect with your future, you know, whether it's a client or an agent or whatever the case may be, and how the system works for you behind the scenes. So understanding that, listening and doing what they ask is super key, because I found that when I did start getting clients or even agents that I was working with, populating their information into the system really quickly, you know, taking that 10-minute time, it helped me in the long run, because they're like, oh, I got your email, I got your rate sheet. You know, I really like those reminders every month. It gives me full scope of, you know, what there is out there. So even just setting that up and making sure that the business portion is set up so that the rest is much easier, and it just works for you behind the scenes. So
it's crazy how many agents come from other brokerages, and their email is still a gmail.com.
Yeah.
I do mortgages at gmail.com.
And so yes, I just want to touch on that.
It's not even that. Like, it's fine, I guess. I guess it is okay, like, if you want that gmail.com. But what I mean is, like, they come from other brokerages and nobody's really helped them in building their actual business in the background, so that when you do get a referral partner that's sending you clients, that everything
looks the same.
It looks the same.
Yeah. And, no, and one thing you guys said at the beginning off the get-go was, you know, you want to be professional. You want to look professional. You want to look presentable. They will, you know, anyone you connect with, the first thing they'll do is they'll Google you. Mm-hmm. And that is 100% true. And
people don't even go on your websites anymore.
No. Like,
it's strictly what's on your Google business page.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I feel like that. There were a couple of moments where I did meet people and they were like, oh, can I get your website info, or can I get your email, or can I just take a look at, you know, who you work with?
But just imagine if you were giving them non-branded products. Yeah. Like, it depends on the business you're in, but you're in a business where you're dealing with people's finances.
So, but you're selling. I also want to talk about something about the 770.
Thanks for cutting me off.
You know, you didn't have your hand up. You didn't have your hand up, Johnny. No, but like, the 770 doesn't just go after any realtor.
No.
Like, we push you to go after realtors that are producers, right? So these realtors are the ones that, in your case, are looking into your background.
But I'm doing the same.
Because the non-producer ones are not looking into your background. Right. Yeah. They're just happy to have you by their side.
Yes.
Yeah. But they're not producing for you.
Yeah.
Right? So... that's my point.
Yeah, no, it's a great, it's a great point, because
great point.
The business has never had so much spotlight on us that it does now. And when you're out there and you're trying to build your presence, you're trying to build your brand, having those digital anchors, as we call them, working in the background. So when you do reach out to someone, you send them a DM on Instagram, for instance, and they go and creep you, because that's exactly what they're going to do. The same way I would creep the realtor that I'm trying to attract. If I go out there and I look at the realtor who I think is producing, and they have zero branding, they have zero face on realtor.ca, I don't want to work with that realtor. Yep. Like, it just doesn't jive with what I want to do. So it's important, and it works.
It sets the stage.
You have to set your foundation. Yeah. If you don't, you're not going to have a good run start.
Yeah. And it works. Like, there's lots of agents I've spoken to, and even just, I did have great conversations with some great agents, and talking about the 770 challenge, they were like, you know, you go, like, you tackle it, you keep doing what you're doing, you know, be proud of yourself, because whatever your brokerage is doing, no one else is doing it. So keep doing it, you know, and keep making sure that you stay on top of that, because even brokerages in the realtor world, they're not doing these things, and it could help their business as well.
Could. It will. And for anybody listening, our next onboarding is for May the 6th, is when we start the next 770 challenge.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm pumped.
Are you coming back?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Guess what else we're going to be ready for right now?
Some tequila?
The question is, did our guest bring a tequila for us?
Wendy, what did you bring with you?
So I brought today, in my Vanna White description, Cazadores. It is a great tequila. It means hunter, and it has the picture of a deer on it. Is this one the aged one? No, ooh, but it's very good nonetheless. It's a $44 bottle of tequila.
Right now, you could actually get this bottle at the LCBO on special.
Oh.
$3 off.
Beautiful.
It's Johnny special. Anything less than 50 bucks, Johnny likes.
And if you order it anywhere else around Canada, it's probably around 30 bucks.
So from my memory, we've talked about this bottle and I made fun of it. But now it makes sense, because say it again. How do you say it?
Cazadores.
Cazadores. Cazadores. And what does it mean?
This is our first hunter.
Spanish speaking guest.
Yes.
That can actually
pronounce the stuff on the bottles, the tequila bottles.
And yeah, I can't pronounce it. I have no idea what that says. Centro de Mexico.
Okay.
But so, okay, tell us about this bottle, because
it's just smooth. It's good. There's a darker one. There's a lighter one. This is probably the lighter one. Yeah, it's the lighter one.
This is the Blanco.
Yep.
They do have an Añejo. They have an extra Añejo. They have a Reposado. They seem to have a lot of these things.
They do. They have a whole line. It's very good.
So let's clear the air here, Johnny. I don't think people understand. I don't think our guests understand what's happening.
What happens is when we receive a bottle on our show, we review this bottle based on three criteria.
Okay.
One is appearance.
Okay.
Two is taste. Three is price.
Okay.
With those three criteria, we rate the bottle from 0 to 10. And we'll let you go first. So give us a rating, and we have to explain all three.
So I have to explain
why, if you like the appearance or you don't like the appearance of the bottle.
I like the appearance. The appearance makes sense. I mean, it means,
well, now hunter, that I know it means hunter.
And you've got a deer on it. Mm-hmm. And I guess, I mean, there's not really much to the label other than the deer and a few, you know, palm leaves in the back.
So when I go hunting this year, that's what I'm going to bring with me.
And yeah.
Explain this to the rest of the crew.
This is a good one. It's smooth. It's very smooth tasting.
Okay.
I don't think it needs anything, not even ice.
Let's drop some ratings.
I would say an 8.
Wow.
4.
Ooh.
So we
in terms of taste, 8 out of 10.
How does it work, the rating here on our show?
Well,
it goes from 1 to
1 10. To 10.
We're doing the look, the flavor, and the price.
Yeah. Okay. So flavor, I'm saying 8 out of 10.
Okay.
The look, I mean, it doesn't stand out compared to some of the flashy tequila bottles that are out there. But I kind of like that it's understated. I think that's a plus because there's too many flashy tequila bottles out there. So I'd say, I don't know, for in terms of the look, I'd say about a 7 out of 10. And then price. The price. I think the price is perfect. $40 for a bottle of tequila.
So overall?
I'd say an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Hits to you, Danny. Danny, tell me.
Johnny has it. Johnny, go ahead, Johnny.
Well, I'm going to rate this again. I have had this before. It's not bad. I'm not a Blanco fan. As we all know that, I do prefer the Reposados or the Añejos more. I like darker alcohols.
Yep.
It makes sense now of why it's got a deer on it, because now I know what Cazadores means. But I'm going to stick to the original 6s for me on this one.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you throwing that?
Oh, gosh.
Really?
No.
Okay, I'll just talk for a bit. I mean, appearance isn't the
greatest
at all. So
I agree with that.
I'm at the 6 there. Taste, it's a Blanco. I'm not a fan of Blancos. Ooh. It's just, or it's a mixer for me.
Okay. Yeah.
So Blancos are mixers for me. I, to be honest, I don't remember how this one tastes.
So overall? So
it's a Blanco.
Overall, I'm just going to give it a 7. So 7. I'll leave it there.
So we have a 7.
7, 8.
I'm a 6.
6.
Johnny's a 6.
7, 8.
6, 7, 8.
6, 7,
on an
8.
Average of 7. There it is. Yep. Bottle got an average of 7.
All right. And there 7, we 8, have 10. It. So, to Danny, let's give a thanks to our guests and, of course, where we can find everyone.
So, thank you, Wendy.
No problem.
On the show. That was very nice of you. Where can we find you?
Yeah, where can everybody find you, Wendy?
Mellow Mortgages.
On Instagram?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook. I have my website, mellowmortgages.net. Yeah.
Awesome. Wait, you do? How did you get that? I'm just joking.
Well, you guys helped me.
All right. That's awesome, guys.
What about you, Jenny? Where can
I'll let Danny go first because I have a little announcement, or we have an announcement. Ooh. On some on the couch stuff.
Okay. Where can you find us as a brokerage at Urnessa Financial on Instagram? On YouTube. Are we on YouTube?
We are.
On TikTok, sure. Right here at the brokerage here in Bolton, 12 Park Boulevard, as usual. And we now have On the Couch podcast Instagram account.
Yeah, so we just created On the Couch podcast.
That's good. Nobody tells the producer.
We just did it last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. So that's the announcement.
So last night we created an Instagram account for On the Couch. Yep. It's
beautiful.
I thought it was about time. So we did On the Couch 23 because all the other handles were taken. So On the Couch 23, I think it makes sense because we started in 2023. On the Couch 23 on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter, On the Couch 23. And you can find us on TikTok, On the Couch 20, On the Couch Podcast 23. Yeah, so we will be streaming these the teasers and the full clips So guys, please support, like, share, comment if you do like the episodes.
I'm going to start following all of these.
And comment below on, because there is a few comments on YouTube already, but make some more comments. Ask us some questions that you want to hear, some topics that you guys want us to cover. And until next time, be safe, drink tequila, and have fun. Peace.
See you later.